Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Mr. Unbelievable, I must say. My head is in the clouds, part that amazing. My plane is flying so large, it's kinda like I'm blazing. Haitian, Jamaican, Californication. Now come back. Some say I'm on a planet all alone. Now what's that? ET don't think I'm ever phoning home. No call back. I can fill you with real millionaire shit. Escargot, Escargot, Josephine, Cinco. My dashboard breathes like a heavyweight. Great across the globe, and I'm so elated. I wish I had a chance with my special lady. But life a taste of fame, it gets kinda crazy. In this heartbreak hotel, I'm so alone. In my penthouse suite, hints of Gucci cologne. And if I get my chance, I make the best of this one night stand, trying to impress her. Yes, sir. I'm far from some of the freshmen in your college courses. And I find it uber hard going through divorces. And maybe on the nights that I spend with her, that she won't get the urge to post my business on her Twitter. Excuse my arrogance for a second. I try to be the one and not the second. So all this attitude, you gotta check it. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. I take heed to all the women's wishes. And with a swagger like mine, the combination vicious. Love tastes so delicious when it's cooked right. And like a batch of collard greens, soak it overnight. Diamonds. My lyrics get this motherfucking hard to Heimlich. I'm back now. Fly so high, I can't come back down. Rocket plane jet. And love, you need to hub around that. We fight, then we fucking play high. And go hump and she love it. Valentine's over, now I'm back to the way that we wasn't. Or maybe isn't. Wishing Cupid were busy. Shoot the world with his arrow. Bring love into existence. For instance. Sincerely yours, one true love.
I got one. 21 go.
If you with it, I'm with it, I swear I won't see you wrong, babe. Just let me know. copy. Just long as you rockin', how you know that I'm rockin'? Just let me know, baby, you know how I roll. Yeah, if you rockin', I'm rollin', we like two peas in a pod. But had the key to the streets, just need the key to your heart. If it was up to me, girl, I'd have been with you from the start. Whenever we out together, man, they be hatin' us hard. Can't see just from your demeanor that you real and you smart. Long as you stay 100, they'll never tear us apart. So is you rockin' with a nigga, babe? Just let me know. Anywhere you wanna go, say the word and we gone. They say life is a gamble, well, girl, you my lucky charm. If you riding, let's get it, I swear I won't steer you wrong, babe. Is you rockin' with a nigga, babe? Just let me know. Anywhere you wanna go, say the word and we gone. They say life is a gamble, well, girl, you my lucky charm. If you with it, I'm with it, I swear I won't steer you wrong, babe. Just let me know, yeah, just let me know, girl, yeah, just let me know, baby, just let me know, yeah. Is you rocking with a nigga, babe? Just let me know. Anywhere you wanna go, say the word and we gone. Say there's pleasure and pain, you know I mean you no harm. Ain't no need for these glasses, it's clear to see you the one. Now I ain't worried about no niggas and no bitches that's claiming they in a way. Cause one thing I can guarantee is I'ma keep you straight. Make a call, get you laced, taking trips out of state. All I ask is keep it G along the way. And just let me know, baby, you know how I go. Girl, gotta handle that business for when the bills come. Stand up like a real one, so every day and night I'm on a mill. Is you rockin' with a nigga, babe? Just let me know. Say the word and we gone. The ball hard like LeBron. Plus I know I look better with having you on my arm. So if you with it, let's get it. I swear I won't steer you wrong, babe. Is you rockin' with a nigga, babe? Just let me know. Anywhere you wanna go, say the word and we gone. They say life is a game over, girl, you my lucky charm. If you with it, I'm with it. I swear I won't steer you wrong, babe. Just let me know. Yeah, just let me know.
Thank you. a fuck with them trays being up, man.
Yo.
Let me speak on some things that I ain't liking. First Capital Gazette got me pictured as a titan. Tyrant, niggas bluffing, but my good lawyer fighting. Charges caught cause they say that I was frauding with a license. Seizing conversations with some bitches I was striking. Worrying between preliminaries or indictments. Cold nights biting, these jails that was trifling. Power moves filling up my unit with some Vikings. Trades getting worse, got me acting, was it worth it? Exaggerators talking boss shit when they was workers. Undercover faggots, fake gangsters, former addicts. Old heads still reflecting on the days when he had it. Got niggas not out of the box like it's a habit. Pussy keep checking it, hoping that they avoid the madness. COs acting like asses, still running direct and traffic. CIs recreating the image, knowing they read it. Damn. Hey, how you turn around, man? Motherfuckers even sucking their tail or pressing that button, man. Shit sad. All you gotta do is mind your motherfucking business, man. Respect don't cost you nothing in this bitch. But what we see, man, yo, ain't no heart in them. They relying on bags. Bids be paper thin. Gotta double up on the mattress. Days getting long. No perp, so here come the withdrawals. Cash you thought was your dog, so refusing your calls. No records to reflect that they refusing your bond. No clocks, no view to help you weather the storm. See, I'd rather be at home. Splashing grams, try to stack some hands. Set them in his yard, going hard in these Jackie Chan. Wishing I was fortunate, portion change of coordinates. Instead of waiting to hear if I'm going to court of the ordinance. And every time I pop up, my unit on lock up. I'd rather be at home, getting it on, set a block up. Or chilling with a bitch that's itching to eat your cock up. Instead I'm in his day room bitten while they watch us. Mainly just a box of simply because we box up. But this is the type of feelings you dealing with when you locked up. Get tired of waking up, man. 4 or 5 in the morning, trays up here, that dumbass shit. He just dumbass shit on a shingle, man. Gotta pray for every Friday, get a fucking chicken tray, man. This shit is pointless, man.
From a bag to a bell, shout it, pop it on the scale. Huh? Watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, add it all, stack it all, stack it all.
From a bag to a bell, shout it, pop it on the scale. Huh? Watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, add it all, stack it all, stack it all.
Switching lanes in the white jag, feet in the gas. Getting brain as I fly past. Rip, rip in that ass, drop her off. Yeah, I'll be right back. And then she mad, cause everything got a price tag. And I got cash, cash and I got a bag of pot that is up there like a astronaut. Grab the Glock cause I passed the cop. If I'm at the stop, I'm mashing out. It's hot, better ball and chill. Get it how you live, keep it gutter and never call the crib. A dog for real, and my little nigga, he got all the pills. But by the zip, still in the wrapper, nigga, back and seal. Cause can't afford another bad deal. I'm mad still, been on my brain the past 8 years. You know, got killed. I'm a bag to a bell, shout it, pop it on the scale. Huh? Watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, add it all, stack it all, stack it all.
From a bag to a bell, shout it, pop it on the scale. Huh? Watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Stop that.
Fuck all these niggas, same to you bitches, same to the ops. We selling dope every day, ain't worried about cops. Ain't worried about ops, rely on your face, don't you try it, Rudolph. I whip a stone to a brick, I whip up a brick in the 50 disc. I take it to block and I flip it quick. The junkies, they say it's immaculate. I'm counting all night like a vampire. You got the dope on the road and the sad tie. You got a message for all of you fake rappers. Got a sign for a nigga, I headline you. Take off in the jetliner. You niggas sending the cosigner. Oh, no, don't need no signer. Dropping cash on the car like a still signer. All of this dope come with benefits. My women gorgeous, big ol' tits. Chevy on Ford, just 26. Sucking dick in that Porsche, never sitting. Yeah.
From a bag to a bag.
watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Bag it all, bag it all.
Wait for the right moment. Roll the dice, homie. Yeah, early in the morning. Woke up feeling like Tony. If you step down, don't want it. Stupid niggas get served dummies. Word to your mama. On the curb trying to come up. Nigga, all I see is numbers. You niggas birds in the jungle. Better fly high, stay up out the way. End up in a nigga's stomach. Better roll and get ran over. And that's just how I'm coming. Tryna make some, nigga, shake some. You want an ounce, you won't pay them. No one thing you won't take from me. I'm straight.
Yeah, you're now tuned into GI Radio. This is Sunday Talk. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host with me, K Nails. What's good?
What's going on, G? You know me. I'm chilling.
Ain't too much. Oh, let me rephrase it. I got the homie K Nails, aka K Chill. What's good, homie?
we ain't calling you
K Nails no more. It's K 2 from now on. And we ain't talking about the football. what's going on down there, man? I see y'all open the joint back up.
Yeah, I mean, it's typical. Like, honestly, like, Uben, even before all of the, yeah, I mean, reopen everything, every time I went out to the grocery store, it was hella people out. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think
nothing changed.
People going to do what they want to do. People going to do what they want to do anyway, so. All you can do, like I say, protect yourself, protect your family as best you can. Let everybody else do what they're going to do because you can't control people.
Yeah, I kind of see a lot of people getting mad, but, I mean, I don't know. I see it both ways, like you said.
Right.
At the same time, people was already outside anyway, so the governor really didn't really do nothing different. Those same amount
right.
of people were still outside. Now, they wasn't getting their nails done or haircut, but they were still outside. So it's still the same amount
right.
of people. You know what I mean? Like, either shut everything down, man, or just
right.
let it go. That's how I look at it. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
man, let people do what they're going to do. Like I say, all you can do is protect yourself. Like I still, when I go out to the store, I do everything I need to do. To protect mine, like, as far as my job go, we still working remotely. They like, you know, nothing's changed. They planning through May. But I don't, like, people's stupidity don't affect me like that. If you want to go out, go ahead. I'm going to be chilling.
Yeah.
So, I missed the big deal on that side.
That's basically what it is. Like, honestly, I truly think, like, oh, you know what? I just thought about it. I'm sorry. Before we get deep into conversation, we got a special guest today because we want to give our prayers out to Jonathan and his pops. I don't want to, you know, get too far into that, but just send prayers to Jonathan and his pops. And, of course, Lego never show up to work anyway, or he late. He can't come in today. So we got a special guest today. Pat, what's good?
What's good, fine? What's up? What's up?
What's going on?
I ain't too much, man. What's good, Nels?
Man, I'm good.
No, man, it's not Nels no more. It's K2.
Oh, K2. All right, my bad.
K2 on the way.
My bad. So what's good, fellas? What we got going on?
we were just talking about Atlanta opening back, well, not opening it back up like totally, but, you know, a couple things that the governor opened up. Salons, I think the bowling alley, barbershop, and I think it's one more thing.
I think that whole thing is set up, bro. I think it's on like, you know what I mean, on some guinea pig type stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, well, like me and Nell said, those people were outside anyway. Like, it's not, is. I mean, you in Maryland, we in Maryland right now, packed, and, you know, we was together yesterday. How many people we seen this outside with no mask? I mean, people is outside anyway with none of this stuff being open, so I don't really see the big fuss about things being open. You know what I mean? Like, and the thing that, this is one of the things that's, like, upsetting to me is, like, I see everybody like, oh, he opened up the barbershops and the nail salon. Like, that's black people. Like, yo, don't you know it's white salons too and, like, white barbershops too?
Right.
Yeah, that was kind of. But because I think naturally people think it's relative to them. Yeah, I mean, I don't think people be thinking with an open mind because it's like you would have thought. I've seen something where somebody saying, "Teddy opened up a golf club, country club, and all that," and I kind of laugh. It's true in one degree, but on the other end, it's just reaching.
Yeah, it's like we willingly put ourselves down every single time without even knowing it. And people be thinking they making points. You know what I'm saying? But you really be like, you're a clown. It's stupid. Like, white people get their hair cut too and get their nails done too. Like, that's not a black thing. You know,
yeah,
I don't know. I just thought that was.
Yes. Line be jumping.
Yeah, I think it's dumb, like, only black people bold. You know what I mean? Like, everybody bold. You know what I mean? So, and even what you're saying now is like, oh, the golf course. Like, I know a whole lot of black people that play golf. So it's just stupid. It's like putting yourself in a box. Like, all we do is black women get their nails done and the black dudes get their hair cut. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of stupid. And, again, like we said from the beginning, nobody's listening anyway. Like, y'all was out jogging and partying. I just seen something on Facebook. Somebody just had a whole house party in Chicago, like kids or whatever. So people still living their life regularly.
Yeah, that dream went viral last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now I wonder would they get charged, whoever house that is, would they get charged for that?
They could. You know, the system could be petty as they want me.
Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, they like he said, man, they could, because they could say, you know, that person was in violation. They didn't, you know what I'm saying, they didn't enforce the, you know what I'm saying, the code as far as how many people you have and the social distancing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, they could. Now, I mean, I don't know what, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know how far they can go with it, though, but I mean, you can get them like a little charge, have it stay in court and do some, you know what I mean, some little community. But by the time, you figure like the courts ain't even open right now, so, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you now. Did the courts open up down there or just those couple things?
Nah, the courts is not open. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, man, it's just so hard to please people. On one end, you got the whole social media saying, "Yo, I'm trying to get out the house, open it back up," and then as soon as you open it, it's like, "Oh, why you open it?" You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just a lose-lose, yo. Which gets me into our first question. And I'm just going to say black, and then we can go to the next thing. And Nails, I got this pretty much off one of your posts. Is it hard to please black people?
man, it's hard to see. Yeah, like, and the reason why I posted that is, like, you know, everybody's the Black as Fuck show came out on Netflix. Kenya Barris just produced everything from America's Next Top Model on up to Blackish, Mixed-ish, all of that. So he make Black as Fuck, and it was met with nothing but criticism. And I was kind of surprised, because when I watched it, I'm like, oh yeah, we got us a hit. Like, it's funny. Like, I was watching it, I told my girl, I'm like, yo, this is going curtain. Like, we started watching literally in like the first 7 minutes. We like, oh no, this is fire. And then it's like,
yeah,
to watch the episode, then to see what's on social media, it's like, well, what do you want? Like,
hold on 1 second, Neil. You got an echo on your phone, Pat. I don't know what it is. It's like a bunch of, I can hear stuff moving.
Oh, all right, got you.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. There you go. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, it was, you know, that was the irony of it all. That's what made it so funny, because it was like, I felt like he was able to touch on a lot of topics, and definitely a very nuanced and thought-provoking way. At the same time, it was funny. You know what I mean? Like, it was satire, and it's about his life. Like, how you going to tell a man how to tell a story about his life? But, you know, people going to be...
And that's
they,
the crazy
you know
thing.
They are, so.
I'm like, when I was reading it, I'm like, nobody researched this. Because this is, like, if you look at his family, he just picked his family.
Man,
he's like, the kids... It's to the T, almost to the T. It's like, yo, come on, dog. Like, it's funny. Like, it's. And here's the thing: all Black people, like, everybody got this thing where all Black people gotta act one way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's how some rich Black people act. Get what I mean? Like, I'd rather for somebody to say, like, yo, I can't relate to it. Boom, that's it. Like, okay, yeah, you're not rich, so you don't understand that part of
right.
it. But, like, they going in the, oh, man, it's destroying the Black community, and this is Black. I'm like, yo, what you mean? Like, this is super funny.
Right.
People
have the right to criticize, but I also have the right to not agree with the criticism. So I just left it at that with most people.
Yeah, I seen that. I was, you know, and shout out to my guy, Derwin, man, but. It's like, dog, I think you're going a little too hard, man. It's comedy. And like you say, it's his life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you just got to keep watching. It's one of those shows, like, you got to keep watching. You know, you can't just watch, like, one episode and be like, oh, it's trash. Like, you got to keep watching it.
And
you pretty much get an idea
of. Even if you don't like it, that's cool. You know how many other Black creators are out here making content? It's fine. Create. Find what you like. There's people that's going to listen to Jay-Z. People that's not going to listen to Jay-Z. They're going to find what they like and be cool with it.
That's the thing. Like, why do we feel like we have to do that? Like, we don't do that with no white show. No other race shows, we don't do that. We'll just simply say, like, it just be like, oh, no, I ain't rocking with it. But when it comes to anything Black, it's like, no, I ain't rocking with it. It's you know, criticism on top of criticism.
It's a constant competition, and it's funny because it's almost like an unwritten law that, like, two Black people can't successfully coexist without being in competition with one another.
I'm going to just speak off the cuff, right, just kind of, I guess, play devil's advocate in a sense, because I have not seen any of – I haven't seen the show at all myself. I'm not a big, really, like, TV person, you know what I'm saying? And when I do, I'm always watching movies and stuff like that. So I haven't caught the show myself. But I think a lot of times that stuff comes from the fact that, like, is it hard to please Black folk, man, like to the question? I think so. Right? I think so. But I think it's hard because, you know, there's certain things that perpetuate the stereotype. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I haven't seen the show, so I can't condemn it or praise it. But I know there's some things out there that, you know what I'm saying, portray the you know what I'm saying, the black family or the black culture in a certain light. And because of that, you know what I'm saying, there's a stereotype out there. You know what I'm saying? So if there's something that they may feel like, you know what I'm saying, perpetuates the stereotype, or, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, to keep the stereotype alive. I say a lot of times we want to kill the stereotype. But then you have shows or videos or music or whatever the case may be that wants to, you know what I'm saying, keep pushing the stereotype. So I think that's kind of why you have,
can I play devil's advocate? Is it a stereotype if it's real?
I don't think it's a stereotype if it's real, but I think if there's a move to try to, you know what I'm saying, like change or guide the situation to a better light, then I think, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it's cool to get behind that, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, all black people ain't a certain way. You know what I mean? Do you have some? That's just like, do you have some that are that way? Yeah, but that's not the whole group. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like that. So, you know how they say you have one bad apple spoil a bunch? Well, you want to make sure, like, we want to try to make sure that we don't have that bad apple. So we want to try to, you know what I'm saying, make, you know, do whatever you do to make sure you have like your harvest is fruitful. You know what I mean? So you want to make sure everything going to be good. Yeah, you'll lose some in the process, but still. But I think because of that, I think that's why we had this where it's hard to please us.
I think it's two things. Well, I think it's a little bit more than two things, but I think a lot of people haven't been outside of the box. So they only know one thing. You know what I mean? They only know one thing. So if it's not that, then it's not right, because they just don't understand. Instead of saying I don't understand that and doing some research, like me and Nelson say, I mean, like you said, you haven't seen it. But if you just did a little research, you would know that he's telling a story from his actual family. Now, you know, some of it is embellished to make it, you know, to make it comedy or whatever. But that's his family. Three girls. I think he got three girls and two boys, or three girls, three boys. His wife.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. Wife. I think he got like 6 or 7 kids, yo.
Yeah, and I even seen somebody say, this is how dumb people are. I seen somebody say, well, it say black is up, right? But the wife is light-skinned.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
When did light skin not be black? Like, it's just like, yo, people just.
Yeah, they want to put it aside. So, I mean, that's part of it is like, that's what happened. All of this on a deeper level is just like the byproduct of social media. Because with social media, everybody is given a platform. So everybody feels justified in speaking their perspective, no matter how idiotic it may sound. So because that's the case now, people are in power. So they're going to offer their opinions now more than ever, because everybody is writing opinion pieces on their social media statuses every day. And people are responding with likes. Like, some people just get a thrill out of just saying shit that's going to engage conversation for pointless back and forth. That's why it's like, I don't even have the energy to argue with niggas. Like, most of the times, I'm being funny and cracking jokes. Half of the, you know what I mean, to kind of segue a little bit, half of the stuff that I've been talking about Jordan on social media is just poking fun at people that's taking shit way too serious. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was doing. Like, come on, dog. We all know what it is. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like people taking it too serious. And like you said, Nell, that's true. Like, I'm a bad, that's okay, too. That's what, just like you said, it's just the wrong people got a voice now. That's how I look at it. The wrong people got a voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think outside the box just for 1 second. You know what I mean? Just think out the, stop being a follower. A lot of people didn't even see it, and they already were saying, like, oh, I knew it was going to be trash. You didn't watch it.
too accurate.
You know, a couple of people said they didn't like it, and now you don't like it. It's just, you know, we just a different. We just, I don't know, bro. I get frustrated every day. I just be reading and looking at stuff, and I be like, I see why. That's my new thing. You know what I mean? I be like, I see why. I literally see why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I see why this is how they look down. You know, I see why. People don't research nothing. People just follow stuff. They follow the trends. Nobody thinks outside the box. Everybody, for instance, you got a whole bunch of people saying, oh, man, you know, music not the same no more. I'm tired of this, let's say, mumble rap, right? But here you have five or six people making good music, but because they're not big stars, you don't support it. So make up your mind. Do you want to hear good music or do you want to hear popular music?
Right.
Like, it don't make sense. You got a whole bunch of artists that's making great music, whether they local, whether they, you know, mainstream or underground. It's good music is good music. If you're looking for good music, you can find it. You just want something to complain about. It's just crazy.
Yep, that's usually what it is.
It's just crazy, man. So, of course, I guess we all agree that it's pretty much impossible to please. Black and people, period. You know what I'm saying? This people as a whole, dumb people. The NFL draft. Did anybody get a chance to watch any of the NFL draft?
Yeah.
I ain't watched none of it.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I watched up until the 14th pick. After the 14th pick, I was kind of like, you know, catching it here and there, in and out of it. I wasn't like all fully engaged. I think me personally, I don't know. Like we kind of talked about this. We touched on it a little bit the other day, man. Like I don't know. I think it was kind of dry, but I've always thought the draft was dry anyway. Like I always felt like it was boring. Like it was just, you know, you show up with your little suit on, or you know what I'm saying, you get jiggy however you want to do it or whatever, and you just kind of go from there. But I've always thought the draft was dry, but I think it just didn't seem real. I just, you know what I'm saying, it felt like, and I think it, for me, it probably felt that way just because, you know what I'm saying, the way they had to do it is just not the norm, you know what I mean? So, but I do think, I think the thing about it, though, that kind of like, I guess made it more entertaining was the fact that you did have, you know, those family members, or, you know what I'm saying, people that probably wouldn't have been there with you in the green room there, so you could kind of see the cut up a little bit, you know what I mean, the funny moments, or the, you know, like the one boy mother yanking the girl about, get up, you know what I mean, about the picture from sitting on the couch, or a homeboy snatching his phone, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I felt like it was better this way. I think the other way is boring to me, because it's like you only get to pick like, I think, two or three. Well, I guess it's how many people that can fit at the round table, or how many people you can afford to bring in New York or Chicago or wherever they have in the draft. I kind of felt like this was more of a family type setting. You know what I mean? If my son getting drafted to the league, I would definitely rather for the whole family be able to experience it than, you know, a couple of us being able to afford to go to New York and watch it. So just watching that, just, you know, people with their brothers and their sisters and cousins and everybody at the crib, like, it just felt real. Like, that felt more real than the other way to me. So I actually liked it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, see, that's the thing. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you do know, but just because, like, you don't have to go to the draft. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to go. Even if you are a top five, top 10 pick, you still don't have to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have the choice whether you want to stay at home or not. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have, it's not like if you enter the draft, you have to go to the draft. You got to go to wherever it is. Like, this year the draft was supposed to be in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
None of the guys, even if you was the number one pick, you could have been like, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I want such and such there. If such and such can't afford to go, then we just going to do it at the crib. You have the right to do that. You do not have to go and sit in the green room and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the way that it was,
yeah,
it could always have been that
if
way.
If it was open, 90% of those guys would have been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, it was.
No,
it
no,
was,
no.
I
agree with that.
It made everybody.
I agree
equal.
With that.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even though some people got first round draft, some people got second round, because those fifth rounds, I mean, after like the third round, nobody even watched the draft no more. Really, after the second, honestly, just depends on who's been drafted. I mean, if it's still people that we know in college still on the board. So it was like an even playing field. Like, everybody got the same treatment. Like, everybody's home with their family. Everybody's chilling. So, I mean, like I said, I liked it that way. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was dope. It was a whole bunch of, like, live moments that was caught, like you said, with the phone, with the fussing, with the – it was just, you know, it felt real. You know what I'm saying? It felt, like, genuine. It was real. You know what I mean? So, like I said, we know K2. We know you still boycotting. What, it's been, like, 3 years?
Yeah, I might have watched maybe two Ravens games this last season. Linked up with some homies down here, but yeah, other than that, I don't even really keep up. Shit, when I found out about Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, I thought niggas was just joking around. Like, I didn't even think that was serious. Like, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was, you know how the internet be, they just get out of hand. But, you know, the memes and stuff, you can still, like, I follow some of the NFL players still, like Earl Thomas. I was an Earl Thomas fan. You know what I mean? So I follow, like, some of them, they keep it real, and they post, like, dope content. So you kind of keep up with the league inadvertently anyway, just because I tune into those people because I rock with them. But the draft, I mean, they did the best they could with what they had. I think overall it seemed like, I know if I'm in that predicament and I was actually getting drafted, I don't care where it's at, I want to be there. But you do have the option to have your own thing at the crib. But for me, especially if I'm a top pick, and if it was in Vegas, shoot, you definitely going to be there. But overall, you know, they got to make do with what they can. You know what I mean? They just got to make do with what they can. So it was all good. From what I hear, from what everybody talking, it seemed to be a whole lot of talent in this draft overall. So, I mean, these boys got the opportunity to become millionaires. So I have nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah, I was impressed by I think it is Byron Jones, he used to play for cornerback for the Dallas Cowboys. I think I'm saying it right. You know what I'm talking about, Pat?
Yeah.
He made a statement to all the rookies. He was telling them, like, listen, you know, that he was keeping it 100. I know that number you're going to see on your contract, you think that's the number, but that's not the number. You know what I mean? After you pay, you know, taxes and everything and agents and fees and luxury taxes and all that, it's not going to be what you think. So make sure you budget your bread, you know, because a lot of them dudes have big jewelry on. I'm talking about, like, diamonds everywhere. You know what I mean? So it's like you spend it before you get it. And let me ask y'all this, like, who's to blame for that? Is it the parents' fault or the agent's fault for kids spending money before they even sign a contract?
I don't think it's the parents' fault. I think it's the players' fault. Because a lot of times I think it's the players' fault, but I think it's encouraged by the agent, because there is some solid agents out there that, you know, is against it. But I think it comes from what you see on TV, you know what I'm saying, what you've seen before. So now you're in a position that you know you're going to get a check. Man, you might not know how much the check going to be, but you know you're going to get a check. So you just kind of like, you know what, I want that. And somebody might advise you against it, like, yo, I don't think that's smart, but You know what I'm saying? You might be like, well, but look, I want it. This is my one, whatever, whatever. This is what I want. And they just go out there and get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, who going to tell me no? I'm getting ready. I'm a household name. You know what I'm saying? And people just do that. I think it's on a player to be smarter about, you know what I'm saying, what they do. Now, again, like I said, you could have the advisor, and the advisor be like, look, hey, that's not a good business move. Let's not blow our money on this because we don't know. We haven't finalized any contract deals or whatever. Because a lot of that stuff, bro, is, well, you know how it is. They get their stuff on credit. So they ain't coming out of pocket with nothing. You know what I'm saying? And when you don't have to spend the money right away, you don't. Them young boys, they don't think about it. You know what I'm saying? They don't think about it.
What you think now?
Yeah, you know how it go, man. At the end of the day, they men at this point, so it's their fault. You know what I mean? It's like, once you have the, we got the freedom and ability to learn and build and add knowledge and, you know, build ourselves. And so what we choose to do with it, we choose to do with it. At the same time, if they want to wear jewelry, if that's what they want to do, if they want to misappropriate their money like that, we all are a product of our decisions. So that's the decisions that they got to live with. On the outside looking in, would you like to see a different path? Yeah, because we already got 50 years worth of players' experiences to tell us that that's not the way to go. But at the same time, no matter how much you tell a kid that the stove hot, you probably going to want to touch it to find out for itself. So hopefully, you know, everybody's journey is different. Everybody is different. But hopefully those guys take heed to people like Marshawn Lynch, who didn't spend a contract dime in his entire NFL tenure. He lived off just endorsements. He fixed his lifestyle around the money that he made off of endorsements and didn't touch his salary at all. People, hopefully that type of wisdom is what they could latch on. And build wealth for themselves for the future. Because the life expectancy is only, the life expectancy on these athletes, or career expectancy, is only 3 years, 3 to 5 years is the average NFL player. So, I mean, you got to soak up the millions and make it work for you. And on another note, Justin Forsett, he posted something dope too. He was like, you know, a lot of congratulations to all the guys that was picked, but he just had some words of encouragement to the guys that wouldn't, because Justin Forsett was undrafted. And we hear a lot of stories about people that's undrafted. And he just had a good message of not being discouraged and going out there working to prove yourself. And keep that chip on your shoulder of being overlooked, because that's what's going to take you through and get you the way you want to be. So, definitely.
And see, the thing is, the one thing out of all my years of watching football and watching the draft that I've learned, yes, I mean, you know, this weekend watching the draft is sometimes it's about the team need. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about your talent. It's about the team need, because we know, like, Hurts is a good quarterback. But it just so happened that the way the draft went, the teams that was free to pick them already had a quarterback. So it's not your talent that's the reason why you didn't get picked. It's just that, you know, it just didn't fall the right way. And that's what I was watching. I was watching that this weekend, the first round. I'm like, I know a whole bunch of dudes in college that broke records, like the running back for Wisconsin. I think he went like second round or third round. I'm like, yo, he's like one of the top running backs, but it just was bad time. It was like the teams just didn't have that need. So what Forsett said, it's not your ability sometimes. It's just a team need. You know what I mean? If I need a cornerback and you're the best running back in the league, I already got one. So, yeah, just definitely keep your head up, man. It's, you know, work your way up. Most of them guys get on a practice squad, and there's so many injuries in the league that, you know, people be in and out. Like you said, you only got 3 years to prove yourself for real.
Yeah.
Some people less than that. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I just think, going back to the question, I think that once you know your kid is D1 player, once you, like, when colleges first start talking to your kid, you know, because I'm pretty sure in high school you could tell, like, okay, my son or my daughter is a beast. You know what I'm saying? And them college scouts start coming. I think that's when the preparation about money and managing money should come in from the parent. Now, again, we all know our parents told us a whole bunch of stuff that we didn't listen to. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, I still think that the parents should start putting it in his head, like, look, okay, you got D1, you're going to Alabama. It's a 90, you do good at Alabama, there's a 90% chance that you're getting drafted. LSU is a 90% chance you're getting drafted. Like, one of the LSU dudes, all three brothers got drafted. I can't think of their last name. I think they went to Stevenson. One of them went to Stevenson, too, the Shepherd. It's like all three brothers went to LSU, all three brothers got drafted. You know what I mean? So they were talking about that story. They had their story on the draft, too.
Yeah.
So I just think that they got to start early, man. Well, even if it's not about football or basketball, just music, you know, music or starting your own business. Whatever it is, I think we need to talk to our kids early about, you know, managing money, because that's something that we probably all didn't get that talk until we were already older.
Outside of sports, man, financial literacy is so important. Yeah, I mean, just learning about investments, learning about trust, learning the language of finance, learning the principles, all of that stuff that we're never, ever taught, is definitely important that we seek that information and seek that knowledge out. Or else we going to play ourselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the first thing you do when most people get money, and this is people, this is not a color thing, this is people. I mean, because people got this thing where only black people struggle. You know what I mean? Like we the only ones that live in hoods or community, you know, broken communities and stuff like that. Like, just like you said, Pat, people, when you never had anything and somebody say, here's $1 million, the first thing you're going to do is get everything that you wanted. You know what I mean? So, it's like, we got to be like, hold, check this out. You might want to take $500,000 of that. Invest it or put it away or $100,000 put it away, whatever, however, you know, you break it up. I just think that we definitely need to have those talks with the kids.
Right.
These kids, I mean, this generation a lot more smarter than, they do a lot of crazy stuff, but they got a lot more access to stuff than we did. So I'm not going to say all of them is, you know, wilding out. A lot of them is smarter than we think.
Yo, So I remember, it's so funny that we talking about that little piece right there, man. But so there was my homeboy just kind of, he posted it on his social media page today. If you get a chance, you go on YouTube, and it's a camp called Sound Mind, Sound Body. And it was like an Adidas-sponsored camp. But I had the privilege to work that camp, like, you know what I'm saying, I want to say 3 years in a row, right? It was a football camp, and it was pretty much, I mean, they had one in Florida, they had one in Detroit, I mean, one in Miami, one in Detroit, and they had one in the DMV, and I worked 3 years in a row at the one in DMV. So I brought this up because my man posted today that you will never find another a camp like this ever, and I agree. Like, it was like a top-notch, top-of-the-line camp. So the reason I bring it up is because it kind of ties to what we're talking about. Like, one of the things that I saw at this camp, that I experienced at this camp, that kind of separated from everybody from the rest, was the camp had NFL ties, right? So they had guys, there's a trainer in D.C. Named Myron Flowers who trains NFL guys. And he was the guy who ran and then was in charge of all of the stretches and speed school and all that kind of stuff. Then they had every day, it was a 2-day camp. Every day you had anywhere between 20 to 30 different colleges. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking from Tennessee to Middle Tennessee State to Maryland to Penn State to, like, you had your range, you know what I'm saying? And they were there. They was there with clipboards and notepads. Like, it was no joke. And they was giving scholarships on the spot. I seen it. And you went through, if you was a lineman, you went with the lineman. If you was a, you know what I'm saying, receiver, you went with receiver. They did a lot of one-on-ones for DBs. And you was there to make your money. That was like your money day. You know what I'm saying? Like, go get a check. So I seen it firsthand. And then, but the best part of the whole entire joint was the day before you touch the day you go to the camp, before you touch the field, there's an information session to the parents and the kids about the NCAA requirements and all that kind of stuff. And then they had a guy who worked with the NFL Rookie Players Association that talked to them exactly what we're talking about, spending that money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Understanding what you're supposed to do with the money, understanding, like you say, that check ain't really that real check. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for that camp to present something like that to guys that are in 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and even, you know what I'm saying, it was pretty much 9th, 10th, 11th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Because if you was a senior, your football was already gone. So them from 8th grade to your junior year going into your senior year, you know what I'm saying, you have an opportunity to hear this stuff early on. You get a chance to show your skills mm-hmm. in front of colleges early on. Like, that was the best football camp I've ever been a part of. You know what I'm saying? Like, and all the kids got free. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you good.
I was saying, every kid in the camp got free Adidas cleats, free Adidas gloves, Adidas, like, shorts. And 1 year we got shorts and shirts. The next year we just got compression shirts that the kids had to wear at the camps with their numbers on the back. Just like the combine type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you got to think, like I said, from 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, you could have went 4 years straight to this skill camp. You know what I mean? And you soak up the information. They talked about the SATs. The whole nine. You know, so when you...
I think that we should... those are things that we need to invest in for not just sports, for everything, though, just life. Programs, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like we always talk about, Pac, like, you know, it's like we got this thing where soon, you know, we got a boy, he about to play basketball. Like, maybe he want to play the piano. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he want to paint. Maybe he want to be into politics or a preacher or whatever. I just think, like, this is, we could, you know, take this, carry this over to the next week, but I just think that we, a lot of times, parents force sport on kids. Not just the boys, the girls too. But we don't be running out of time, so we're gonna get into that next week. We got 90 seconds. I appreciate everybody checking in, you know what I mean? All the listeners that's listening. Pat, can you let everybody know where they can find you at?
Hey man, Big Dreamers Apparel, on Instagram, Big Dreamers Apparel. I think Big Dreamers Apparel 1 on Twitter, Facebook, Big Dreamers Apparel LLC. Check us out, man. We got a little bit of everything for you, man. We got everything you need, man.
That's what's up. K-Nell, let them know where they can find you at.
You already know K-Nell's everywhere, K-A-Y-N-E-L-L-Z. Now or Never, the album dropped this Friday, May 1st. Everybody be prepared for that. But, yeah, follow me everywhere, K-A-Y-N-E-L-L-Z.
And we're going to get that changed to K2. You can find me, Instagram, G.I. Tone, Twitter, G.I. Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. Again, man, I appreciate everybody checking in. We're going to finish that topic that we ended with. We're gonna pick that up next week, man, because I think that's something that we need to be talked about, you know, us getting our kids in other things other than sports. You know what I mean? Things that they actually love. So... again, everybody enjoy the rest of their weekend, their Sunday night dinner, whatever. Catch y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
All right.